Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai
Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai
Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai
Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna.
As we mentioned a little earlier, today is not just our regular Hare Krishna program. It is something a little different and a little special. In a way, it is more educational. Of course, Krishna consciousness is always educational. But today we're going to focus on a particular aspect of Krishna consciousness and a particular, very practical aspect of Krishna consciousness. Very practical and very foundational. Something which is underpinning all of our efforts in Krishna consciousness, and something which, if done nicely, will underpin success in Krishna consciousness, and very wonderful success. That is the chanting of the holy names, particularly chanting japa, our personal meditation, chanting to ourselves on our beads, that particular aspect of chanting and that particular aspect of Krishna consciousness. So we will read a couple of verses here, say a few words, see where that takes us, and then in a little while we will chant some japa together. Not, we hope, not just the sort of common everyday japa, which may not be the very best in terms of quality, but we're really going to try to focus just for a short time, really put everything else aside, put our minds aside with their different concerns and interests. In fact, we will invite all of you to tell your minds, take a holiday, it's Christmas time. It's almost time to go back to work, so take a holiday now, make the most of it while you've still got the opportunity. You mind, you just go somewhere and let me chant and really focus on my chanting and really become absorbed in my chanting, because the fact is that the more we can become absorbed in chanting, the more we will relish a special nectar. I think everybody here, or I'm sure the great majority of you all here, have had some experience of that. When you really dive into the ocean of Krishna consciousness, and somehow your mind dives in also, and you really do become absorbed in chanting nicely and hearing nicely. And it is so joyful. It is incredible. Many of us have, so to speak, been around in this material world. Been there, done that. Oh, Hare Krishna. We could write a book about it. My story. So many of us have been through the very dramatic histories in many ways. But we've come out on the other side, somehow by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, Radha and Krishna. Somehow or other, we came in contact with Krishna consciousness despite everything, and that everything and who it might really be, some things. But we come out on the other side, we've got Krishna consciousness, and I think so many of us have had that experience, maybe many times, when we're just deeply absorbed in chanting and hearing about the Lord. And it makes the whole, all the experiences we had before look like nothing. Why on earth? How on earth did I think that was nice? What was wrong with me? So, as they say, every saint has a past. And what is it? Every sinner can have a future. Krishna consciousness is not restricted like that. But the chanting is so foundational. Really, just if you want to do yourself a favor, get into the habit of getting up early in the morning, taking a nice bath, putting on clean clothes, and chanting, and really try to get into your chanting. And that, from there the nectar flows. And that nectar, that's what we're looking for. Everyone is looking for nectar. Although on the material platform, people are thinking that I will find nectar in some drugs or some sexual activity or visiting some pleasant place or something like that. There we'll find nectar. But they don't. They don't find the nectar there. The nectar is there in the holy names. Actually, we were there, I think some of you were there also, on New Year's Eve in New Jagannath Puri. And the Harinam was nice. The whole evening program was nice. And then the Harinam was nice. And then the midnight arati was just so amazing. And I remember going back to our house. We have a house across the road there. I just felt so satisfied and contented. It was really wonderful. Just wonderful. So as one progresses in Krishna consciousness, one can experience this always and more and then more. Thing is, we have to dive into that ocean, and it's particularly the ocean of the holy names. So just to begin here, I'm going to read the translation of the verse. It appears in Srila Rupa Goswami's verse book, which is called Padyavali. It is a collection of his favorite verses. It's his verse book. And all sorts of different verses, he's grouped them under different headings, different topics. And some of them are Bhagavatam verses, some of them Chaitanya Charitamrita. Others, like the one I'm going to read now, All he said there at the end of the verse is, author unknown. I won't read the Sanskrit, it is quite complex Sanskrit. I'll just read the translation. So, he is appealing. Well, he's offering a blessing, really, a benediction. This is a type of verse, it's called a phala stuti. Phala means fruit. Stuti means type of a verse. So phala stuti is a verse which is not just telling what the result or the fruit of an activity will be, but offering